KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Ratepayers in Pietermaritzburg are urging the city to prioritise the repairing of water and electricity infrastructure. They say outages due to poor infrastructure persist.
We have old infrastructure for electricity and for water. I mean, we have pipes that are so old that it keeps breaking all the time, and we need to replace it, the PVC piping as well, so that we can have proper pipes that don't have to keep on bursting all the time.
Anthony Waldhausen, the chair of the Umsunduzi Association of Residents, Ratepayers and Civics, says the current budget for water and electricity infrastructure is about 4%, while it should be 8%. He says they've raised their concerns with the municipality and hope for positive change.
So it's important that the water and electricity infrastructure needs to be upgraded and to maintained and repairs made to them, so we don't have these ongoing outages all the time. Well, the most urgently is electricity and the water infrastructure.
President Cyril Ramaphosa says South Africa's position on various issues will be explained formally where it might be understood. At his post-SONA golf event today in Cape Town, he was asked about recent comments about the country made by the Trump administration. The Foreign Secretary of the US, Marco Rubio, yesterday posted that he wouldn't be coming to Johannesburg for the G20 summit later this year because, quote, bad things are happening in South Africa, unquote.
The United States is a very important player on the global stage. They're the biggest economy and they are our very important trading partner. So we intend to deal with them in a formal way and in proper engagement. And as I said, I'm going to be sending a delegation to the world, on our own continent, to Europe, to the Americas, and to Asia, to the Middle East, to go and explain our position.
At the same time, the International Criminal Court has vowed to continue its judicial work after Trump signed an order to impose sanctions on its staff. The ICC says it stands firmly by its personnel, adding the order seeks to harm its independent and impartial work. The US and Israel are not members of the court, but more than 120 countries are, including South Africa and many European nations. The sanctions place financial and visa restrictions on individuals and their families who assist in ICC investigations of American citizens or allies. And back home, the South African Social Security Agency is reminding grant beneficiaries to replace their gold cards before the end of the month. They are being phased out and recipients are being urged to switch to the black cards to continue accessing their grants. The Postbank started replacing Sasa gold cards with the new Postbank black card in September last year. CEO Nikki Bengashe says the new card includes biometric authentication and enhanced encryption for improved security and faster access to the grants.
Please go to your nearest Checkers, ShopRite, Pick n Pay, USave or Boxer to find Postbank tellers who will be able to help you swap your card. Please ensure that you bring your South African identity document for us to be able to verify you for the exchange of your card.
Durban 32 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 34, Richards Bay 33.
And here's what's coming up in your sport. England take on France in a massive Six Nations clash tomorrow. Sundowns host Orlando Pirates in the pick of the Premiership matches coming up this weekend. And the Sunrisers Eastern Cape taking confidence into the SA20 final against my Cape Town tomorrow.